your host, Jeff Ragavan, and welcome to the Alchemy Podcast, where we're on a quest to explore the intersection of cannabis, compliance, and creative in the marketing world today and beyond.
Welcome back to another exciting episode of Alchemy. Today, I'm joined by Helene Knapp, founder and CEO of City Row. And for those of you who don't know City Row, they're an omni-channel fitness brand that offers rowing classes through its at-home digital platform and its brick-and-mortar studios all over the country. Helene, it's so awesome to have you on the show.
Jeff, thank you so much for having me.
Of course. So, you know, Helene, obviously you and I go way back. We've worked together for probably over a decade at, you know, various places. And, you know, you guys have just been totally on fire. And I think with, you know, with COVID and everything, you've seen a surge in sales with people, you know, using your rowers at home. And obviously you guys are all about helping people move their bodies in a very smart and efficient way. So why don't we just kick off the show and, you know, talk to us a little bit about what's happened over the last year. So you guys obviously rolled out City Row Max and people have this now at home. What's it been like?
Well, thank you, Jeff. It's been a crazy year, to say the least. I think that probably goes for a lot of people in a lot of different industries. But for those of us in fitness, and you know, I can speak as someone who owns both brick and mortar businesses and also a fast growing digital at home business, we saw the landscape completely turned on its head. And all of a sudden, gyms were totally closed and people were scrambling. So in those early days, everyone was trying to get a piece of equipment. I had people being like, can I buy your weights from the studios? And I was like, I didn't even know that was a thing, but sure, at a premium. And so over the past year, we've seen obviously our brick and mortar business is really muted and all about how do you survive. And digital's been booming like crazy. We basically had holiday-like sales for an entire year, which was fantastic. And luckily we were able to keep up from a supply chain perspective. And it was kind of exciting, actually, to be a refuge for people who were looking to move their bodies and escape from staring at a Zoom screen, right? So it's actually, it was an awesome to be there as a support system for so many people during a crazy year.
Totally. And I think, you know, for you guys, you know, there's this kind of interesting track that's happening with folks at home where because they were so used to not being able to go to the gym, they really were kind of double downing on having their at-home experiences to mimic a gym. So, you know, obviously sales, you know, going through the roof for you guys is a great thing. You know, I, you know, personally wanted to have you on the show today for so many reasons. Obviously, for everyone listening, I'm also an investor in City Row. So I'm a huge fan. But also, you know, you guys are doing some very interesting strategies on trying to also get new consumers. And, you know, obviously Alchemy is, you know, all about the cannabis and CBD market. And you guys are taking a very interesting approach on targeting those folks, you know, who are personally utilizing CBD for muscle recovery, and you're getting, you know, a new customer through that targeting. So talk to us a little bit about that and, you know, how that's going.
Yeah, so it's something we're really excited about. As a principal at City Row, we try and very much diversify how we go after finding new people to join the City Row community in whatever way that is, right? I think there's no doubt out there that the traditional ways of launching a direct-to-consumer business and building it just on Instagram and Facebook in the native ways is getting more and more expensive and actually very prohibitive for brands to grow. And so we think about how can we go find our audiences in new and different ways? And what are like-minded brands and products and cohorts of people? And so CBD is really, really a natural partnership for us because the overlap, the Venn diagram in the middle is huge of people that are participating in any kind of wellness, right? They're thinking about how can I recover, right? How can I make sure that my body is relaxed? We are stiff humans that sit at a desk all day. So we have to figure out not just have to move, how to move our body to be stronger for life, but how to take care of it today and actually relax. So the overlap is huge. The like-minded audiences are there and we're actually seeing really great results. So something we're really excited about.
That's awesome. And, you know, Helene, I was excited to talk to you about this today because, you know, there was a recent article in Business Insider last week and it caught my attention because basically the subject line is, inside the world of Pelotoners, the Peloton superfans who swear by riding while high. And so, you know, I was reading the article, and basically the, you know, the whole concept here is that people swear, you know, by either taking THC or CBD in their water, you know, through drops before they ride. And they're like, you know, they swear by it. So I'm just curious, like, what is your thought based on that article? Like, there's obviously a lot of people out there that really helps them kind of get into it and have the enthusiasm and kind of, you know, the mental health aspect of it, of getting them really kind of focused. What do you think about that article?
First of all, I am very here for it. I love the article. I think it's fantastic. At City Row, we don't yet have a Facebook group dedicated to those people that are taking City Row classes while stoned, but I hope it's something that builds as our community grows over time.
Yeah.
And I'm actually not surprised by it at all. I think we are all doing whatever we can to stay grounded, to stay healthy, and to stay focused on our goals. And I think for a lot of people, it's hard to get into a state where you're able to really focus and do great work, right? A lot of people do great work while they're stoned at their day job. And I think that's a little bit faux pas, but like, I think it's something that's going to become more and more prevalent, right? You're focused, you're in the zone. Same thing goes for fitness. People want to make sure that they can get in there and do an amazing job and stay really focused while also having their body really relax. So I'm not surprised about it at all. Maybe I need to try it. I haven't done it yet. I'm pretty focused myself, but yeah. I think anything that's going to get people to move their bodies an extra day, an extra 10 minutes is really overall good for their health and wellness.
Yeah, no, I agree. Let's talk a little bit about expansion. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, the studios across the country. Everything's kind of opening up. Obviously, we're in New York. New York has been open. So, you know, studios are now starting to come back. One, where are you guys now? Like, you know, you've opened up a ton of franchises all over the place. You know, any trends that you're seeing now that people are going back in? Are they comfortable? Are they still nervous? Like, what's everyone thinking?
Macro trend throughout all of COVID has been obviously certain states and certain cities were hit a lot harder by COVID. So New York, California really hit hard, whereas the, you know, Georgias and the, you know, Des Moines, Iowa stayed pretty steady alongside Texas. So we're actually seeing the bounce back mimic those trends from COVID. Those were the first to really come back. We're starting to see New York really start to fly now that the vaccination rates are so high. And we have some grand openings happening. Richmond, Virginia is opening a second location. San Diego is coming into the markets. Westlake Village, California. So we're seeing a lot of expansion. And then those people in the system that had yet to find a piece of real estate, there are still deals to be made with landlords across the country. Obviously, a lot of turnover in the past year. So we're anticipating opening another, I would say, dozen stores in the next 6 to 12 months across the country. Mm-hmm. And pretty excited about it. The data is showing that people are looking to come back to a gym 2 to 3 times a week, more than they ever were before. We're seeing the 4+ times. That range and that cohort of people is actually going down a little bit, probably because people learned that they could work out at home.
I mean, I've been working out at home on the rower, and really, you know, I think it's about time these days, right? Because we're all so busy, and, you know, finding that hour or 2 hour spot in the morning or at night or even on lunch and being able to go and hit the rower and just kind of get a quick workout in. I think people have become more, adaptable,
yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. with that, because, you know, even though things are starting to open, like, I'm still stuck at my desk for 10 hours at a block at a day. I don't move. And so that's not healthy, right? I think all of us need to start doing a better job of making sure that we are getting our bodies into the, you know, back into the areas of movement, because we've stagnated for a year and a half. It's been really unhealthy for everybody, right? It's sitting in a chair. You know, Helene, you're standing right now, which I'm actually starting. I feel like I should be standing too.
Please stand up, Jeff.
I feel better already.
I think what COVID taught us anything, it's that America is really unhealthy and that we have to stay fit, right? I think wellness has been a growing trend for decades. It's not going away, right? It's a, you know, $90 billion industry that's growing like crazy for literally all of the reasons. And COVID just exacerbated the emphasis on that trend. So many people got comfortable working out at home and realizing they don't have to take 3 hours in their day to go to a gym. Now, don't get me wrong, an in-studio gym is still where you're going to probably perform best, meaning you're going to push yourself harder. You're going to be motivated by other people. So it's still the gold standard, but it's really hard to do that multiple days per week. And now it's no longer going to the gym 3 days a week, right? That's an old trend. Now it's move your body every day. We cannot do that if we're taking all the time to go to the gym, leaving our house, getting in a car, motivating ourselves to do that, all those things. Popping downstairs or into a garage and getting a quick 30-minute HIIT class in is very accessible for a wide range of people, no matter where they live, no matter what their socioeconomic background is. And it really does open the door to allow more people to participate in wellness. So I think it's just the beginning.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I want to like just quickly go back to CBD for a second, because, you know, one thing that I've seen as a massive trend too, especially during COVID, is that there's a lot of athletes that are now coming out with their own CBD products. I see it across the board on the golf side. I'm seeing it for baseball, football. So I don't know if you've heard chatter amongst customers or if they have pulled a muscle. Are any of them utilizing CBD? You know, I just think that it's a, you know, I think legalization on the cannabis side obviously is moving quite quickly. You know, CBD has been legal for a while now, you know, based on the Farm Bill. So it's available everywhere. You know, I think, I mean, I take CBD for sleep, you know, to calm down at night, but it's just kind of wild how the sports category has really just exploded with those products.
Exploded. And it's very much in the trend of realizing that you cannot push your bodies to the extreme all of the time to get the results you're looking for. You actually need to really bake in rest and recovery. And so the legalization plays in perfectly into the trends that we're seeing in fitness, which is that your rest and recovery is just as important as the days that you're lifting heavy. And if you do not prioritize that, and if you do not use the right resources like CBD or Epsom salt baths, whatever it is for you, then you're actually not doing right by your body. And that's what we're all looking for, is to, you know, keep our body in, you know, best possible shape, make sure it's like that for the long haul. And CBD is just growing like crazy in the fitness and wellness community, because it really does help your muscles relax. It helps your bodies relax. And you talked about sleep. Jeff, I also take CBD for sleep every night. Sleep, number one in recovery for your body. And yeah. So it really checks all these muscles in terms of helping you, all these buckets in terms of helping you sleep and helping your muscles recover, which is what you really need to perform your best.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the program. So, you know, for everyone who's kind of tuning in right now, who might not know what it entails, it's not just rowing, right? This is like all encompassing, you know, full body workout. Take us through a bunch of, you know, classes, if you will. Like, what is a typical, 45-minute class on the rower? What are you going to be doing with your body?
So when I started the company, I've actually never rowed a day in my whole life on the water. It's a fun fact. Never.
That's amazing.
I've been in motorized boats that my friends drive me around in, but never actually been on a boat in the water rowing myself. Maybe a rowboat. Does that count? So the whole goal behind City Row is to actually create a smart fitness solution. And we happen to use the rower because it's perfect for a HIIT workout. HIIT stands for high intensity interval training, and it is the number one proven way to actually change your body. And the rower is perfect for it. It also happens to be low impact. So we actually start all of our classes with reminding people or teaching people, if it's their first time, how to row. Most people that walk in our doors have never taken a City Row class before. They've never been on the rowing machine before. So we take that job very seriously on how to teach them how to row. And then it's back and forth on the rower and the mat throughout the duration of class. You are going to likely lift some weights. You're going to do a lot of mobility work, which is maybe not the sexiest thing in the world, but just like recovery is super important. So is mobility and preparing your body to do good work. You know, newsflash, we are not athletes. We might think that we are, but we sit at desks all day. And we text all day. And so we actually need to prepare our bodies to be able to perform really well. So our classes are built so that we can actually gear you up to be able to really deliver in a 50-minute class that's both rowing and strength training.
Awesome. You know, from a, I'd say from like an instructor perspective, I have a few of my favorites that I love. You know, are you guys seeing any trends with some of your, you know, customers who are like, they absolutely fall in love with an instructor and they just use, every day they're doing classes with them? Or I know you guys have the analytics on that, or people kind of going across the board.
It is the biggest combination of all the things you can imagine. We've got people that are obsessed with certain instructors and only take them. We have people that are obsessed with like the OG instructors, right? Those ones that you launch with, like your diehards are never going to deviate from. Jeff, you're one of those people. Yeah. I won't name names.
Yes.
And then you have people that are just so excited to take every class. And maybe they're focused on a certain type of class. So I talked about what our typical signature class is. We have a lot of classes now that are all rowing focused. We have mobility classes. We have strength training classes. We have yoga. We have Pilates. And so other people are looking for a specific class type. So we do our best to just make sure that whatever they're looking for is easily served up.
Awesome. Now, what's next for City Row?
Yeah, so I think I talked a little bit about all the studios that are going to open later this year. Mentioned we have a pretty big digital at-home community, which we've been building for quite some time, just launched a new rower the end of last year. And this year, we're going to welcome a lot more people into the community. We took our time figuring out what our demographic really is and who is our super user. And that's part of the reason that we're partnering with Philo and other companies that can help us reach a new audience of people, because we're going to 8X our marketing spend throughout this Q4, which is pretty significant if you want to keep your efficiencies really strong. So it's really, really, really big second half of the year for us on both City Row Go as well as the retail side. And then, you know, what our secret sauce is we're truly omnichannel. So we have a couple tricks up our sleeve on how we're actually connecting those that are consuming City Row Go digitally with those that are participating in the studio and really starting to connect the two. So a couple things going on.
Awesome. Well, Helene, you know the show very well and you know how it works, but you know, we talk about business in the beginning, and then we end with some quick fire questions. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So first question, when you're not working, what do you do to spend your time?
I would typically say traveling. I love a getaway, which was pretty muted last year, except that I did hit all the national parks that I could in a couple months. And then I went to Miami. So I am chasing beaches.
Chasing beaches. I love it. Me too. Favorite food?
Sushi.
I know. I know sushi's your favorite food. It's mine too. If you had a superpower, what superpower would it be? And what would you do with it? And by the way, by superpower, I mean like magical powers.
Yeah. I would love to just like wipe away suffering. I know that's like a very, you know, maybe it's a boring superpower, but like no more people hungry, no more people suffering. Let's just all wear white and dance on the beach.
Okay, that's a nice positive one. Do you ever have any recurring dreams or nightmares?
No, I'm one of those people that I never remember my dreams. And I don't know if that's like a sign, but I don't have any.
Okay. Final question. This is a really good one. If past lives are real, what was yours?
I think there must have been some suffering, because I live life with a lot of perspective and you really only have one. So I think that it required a lot of grit that carried on. And I don't know, I'm pretty grateful.
I think, by the way, in a past life, I might have been a golden retriever or something. Does that make sense?
So much.
Right?
So much sense. You were definitely a golden. A really busy golden.
Yeah, busy. Very busy. Well, awesome. Well, Helene, always love spending time with you. Obviously, big fan. Love City Row. You know, appreciate you coming on the show. And, of course, love that we're working together on those, you know, data marketplace CBD consumers to try and, you know, convert more folks to buy rowers.
We are too. Thank you for having me, Jeff. And I'm really excited for what the rest of this year has in store for all of us.
Awesome. Well, listen, have a fantastic summer and I will see you soon.
Take care. Thanks, Jeff.
This episode of the Alchemy Podcast was brought to you by Philo. Thanks for tuning in. And if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to subscribe and share.